Back at you, Streets of Gold, heard on great stations like KTLW, the Living Way Network, based in the Los Angeles area, several transmitters and translators throughout the United States, The Journey Radio, based in St. Louis, Missouri, and KKMC 880 AM in the Salinas, Monterey, California area. It's Christian Classic Rock Volume 2, which means we just might do yet another rock program if you like these. The son of one of Elvis Presley's backup singers, a guy named Randy Matthews, was one of the first Jesus Movement artists who appeared at Expo 72 in Dallas, Texas. Well, he took a break in the mid-70s to seriously reassess his ministry, and then, in 1980, he released this song, written by Arlo Guthrie. Which side are you on? Here is Randy Matthews on Streets of Gold.
There's trouble all around the world, but it looks that way to me. People don't know what to do. They don't know where they should be. Just one question still remains, to which we must respond. Two roads lead from where we are. Which side are you on?
Which side are you on, boys? Which side are you on? Which side are you on, boys? Which side are you on?
Moses crossed the desert.
Classics from the 70s and 80s. This is Streets of Gold.
Hey.
Streets of Gold and a former drummer from Paul McCartney and Wings. That is Joe English. To Love is to Live. We recently received an email asking whatever happened to Joe English, so producer Jack emailed John Style, who's the president of GMA, and he told us he's still going to church somewhere in North Carolina and singing in the church choir. Now we know what this next guy's been doing. He is still recording great music and performing concerts like always. Phil Keaggy from his 1976 album Love Broke Through, just the same on Streets of Gold.
Thank you. you're told may not be right. Search for the truth in the light of the morning star. When you find it, you will know who you are.
Streets of Gold was Randall Walter from the 1980 album Midnight Fire. It's called Midnight Hour. Randall only came out with one album on Toon Smith Records and then never heard from him again. Not sure where Randall is these days. I'm Larry Wayne. Another hour of Christian music classics, classic rock, and yes, the top five flashbacks.